With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The demand for health care workers in Wisconsin outpaces workforce growth. That's one of the major takeaways from the Wisconsin Hospital Association's health care workforce report. WHA recently presented the report to lawmakers in the state capitol. One of the biggest challenges is the silver tsunami, the health care workers aging out of the workforce without enough people to fill their positions, and those older adults needing more health care themselves. Ann Zank is the WHA Senior Vice President of Workforce and Clinical Practice.
In this year's report, we know we're starting to gain some traction, right? FTEs are going up. Our workforce is growing, but not fast enough.
WHA does make some recommendations to help solve this and other issues facing hospitals. That includes creating and expanding educational and occupational pathways, breaking down barriers to entering and remaining in the healthcare workforce, and supporting the use of technology for the benefit of patients and the healthcare workforce.
We have to grow our workforce faster, but as hard as we work, it's pretty unlikely we're going to keep up with that dude, the silver tsunami. So we also have to relieve our workforce of unnecessary work and burnout. And we have to make sure that we can leverage teams and technology and innovation to continue to meet the need.
This is the 21st year the WHA has put out this workforce report. You can view the report in its entirety at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Proposed changes to SNAP will cost Wisconsin taxpayers more than $314 million a year, according to a State Department of Health Services analysis. The changes in the reconciliation bill passed by the House include work requirements, error rate penalties, and eliminating healthy food education. According to DHS, Wisconsin's payment error rate is one of the lowest in the country at just 4.41% in 2024. The bill requires states to start making matching payments for SNAP benefits based on the state's error rates. DHS estimates this provision would cost the state $207 million annually. Bill Hanna is the Wisconsin Medicaid director.
Errors can be both overpayments and underpayments to families. And when errors are identified, we correct them. Meaning if there was an overpayment to a member, that is recouped on future benefits, or if there's an underpayment, we fix that and back pay those payments. So there is already a mechanism to collect errors and overpayments.
DHS says more than 88,000 would have to start submitting new paperwork to prove they are working, including increasing this requirement for adults from ages 54 to 64 years old. This requirement would also make patients with school-age kids, including kids with disabilities, complete more paperwork. These changes would cost an extra $44 million for Wisconsin taxpayers.
It will increase costs for county workers and for the state workers in miles because they will be spending more time talking to folks on the phone, making sure they understand what those requirements are for them and that they know how to submit that paperwork to the department.
On social media, Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany called these common sense reforms that will guarantee these programs remain protected and accessible for those who truly need them. We now know the names of those involved in a deadly Lincoln County crash. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office got a report of a single vehicle crash on State Road 107 at 1:34 Sunday morning. The accident site was between Merrill and Tomahawk near Tug Lake Road. Three people were in the vehicle. 26-year-old Allison Jones of Merrill was taken to Aspirus Hospital in Merrill, where she was pronounced dead. 22-year-old Journey Robertson of Irma was sent to the hospital, then taken into custody for suspected homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. A third person, a 24-year-old man, was taken to the hospital but later released. A new study shows a prominent link between hearing loss and dementia. The Journal of the American Medical Association found 32% of dementia is associated with hearing loss. Karen Beyer, a hearing instrument specialist with the Hearing House in Wausau, compares the loss of hearing to a broken arm.
You break an arm, you wear a cast for a couple of months. You take that cast off, and your arm is a lot weaker than it used to be because you didn't use it for such a long time. And the same thing happens with the brain. When it's not constantly stimulated with noises and sounds, it starts to weaken.
Not all hearing loss means dementia is developing. Byers says to pay extra attention to someone who's losing their hearing and how they react to it. She says brains need that constant activity, and hearing aids for those who need them can help.
Hearing aids are not going to stop the progression of dementia, but hopefully it will slow it down. If we can catch hearing loss early enough, that's the ticket. You have to catch it early enough, and then hopefully we'll be able to slow down or stop the progression. But we can't guarantee that hearing aids are going to stop progression of dementia.
Byers suggests those over 55 get a hearing check if they haven't had one in a while. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Turtles can be seen crossing roads this time of year as they look for a place to nest. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages people to slow down and watch out for them. Drivers can help reduce turtle road mortality by being cautious when driving near swamps, lakes, and rivers. Road deaths are a leading cause of turtle decline throughout Wisconsin. The state's 11 turtle species lay eggs in shallow, buried nests. They can sometimes choose the gravel along the edge of a road as a spot to lay their eggs. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.